Okay, big news coming out of, well, mostly Georgia and Michigan, but several other states too. In Georgia, Brian Kemp, the governor, asked for a special audit of the voting and looking into the fraud. Michigan is now allowing the Trump legal team to look into fraud on 22 Dominion voting machines. And that could be big because we have seen in places like Georgia and Arizona, Dominion voting machines flipping votes from Trump to Biden as soon as Trump votes were entered into the machine. Another point I want to make, they, being the media, said that Biden got more votes than any presidential candidate in U.S. history. But at the same time, he somehow underperformed both President Obama and Hillary Clinton in every state that isn't a battleground state. So I don't think he got more votes than them. I mean, I understand there was a ton of turnout this year, but it just doesn't make sense. He won 477 counties across the nation, pending any fraud. It could be less, but 477 counties is 396 counties less than Obama had in 2008. And you are still going to tell me that he got 80 million votes. I don't think so. I mean, we're seeing across the country's numbers, like Wisconsin, where they had about 1.3 million people registered to vote, and somehow, miraculously, somewhere around 1.8 million people voted. That's 0.5 million people that may or may not even exist. It could be dead votes, it could be illegal votes, it could just be made up people. I don't even know at this point. And now videos are coming out of boxes full of ballots in Georgia under the desk that were brought out and counted once people left. Coincidentally, all of that happened at the same time Biden had a massive spike in votes. A video of a woman coming in to count votes 10 days after the election was also revealed, and it has been confirmed that the pipe burst in Fulton County that shut down voting happened 17 hours earlier, and it had been cleaned up and taken care of by the time the votes started to be counted. So I think at this point, it is very safe to say that Georgia is MAGA country. But let's also think about Arizona and Michigan Senate races. Martha McSally, who is the Republican in Arizona, she was the incumbent, supposedly has lost to Mark Meadows, who's the Democrat. But if all the fraud is confirmed and the courts rule fairly, that may be reversed completely. As I said last week in Arizona, one woman said that 35,000 votes were automatically added to all Democrat candidates as soon as the polls closed. And in Michigan, Democrat Gary Peters has supposedly beat Republican John James with a total vote of 49.9%, and James only had 48.2%. But with the massive gain on election night of 138,000 votes by Biden and almost zero for Trump, which is statistically impossible, you would expect a lot of those votes to be gained by Peters as well. Because if they're going to give it to Biden, they would probably fill out for Peters because it was such a close race against James. So at this point, James might have won that race in the Senate too, and I can't see him or McSally losing because they did bring it so close and they were leading almost the whole night. I mean, Fox News called the Michigan race for Peters even when James was still leading that race. I mean, Republicans gained over 10 seats in the House. They gained 40-some seats in the state houses, and they still lost seats in the Senate and the presidency by a ton of votes. There's no way that happened. If you showed these numbers and all this fraud to people from 6 months ago, nobody would believe it. It's insane what's happening at this point, and it's hard to believe it's happening in this country who supposedly has free and fair elections. I mean, this could put elections in suspect for 50 years back at this point. I mean, Lyndon Johnson's election is still sort of suspect. No one's even sure if he won the second time. And another thing I want to point out in Pennsylvania is all this mail-in voting in Pennsylvania is illegal according to the Pennsylvania Constitution. It is not legal to have universal mail-in voting in the Pennsylvania Constitution. And the issue that the Trump team faces is they are going to put that up in the Pennsylvania state courts. The Pennsylvania court shut that down. They put him in a catch-22 where it said, you cannot suspect that, you cannot bring that up to the courts and question it before the election, but now you can't do it after the election, so the Trump team is not allowed to go over that technically. A judge in Pennsylvania has even said the outcome should be flipped to Trump because of all the fraud and because of the mail-in voting and because of the issues in Philadelphia. I mean, I think at least Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona, and potentially Pennsylvania, probably Pennsylvania, are all Trump, if not Wisconsin and Minnesota as well. Potentially Nevada. I kind of doubt that one, though. And honestly, it's just the issue at this point is the media. They just continue to shut this stuff down. They're not revealing anything to the public. And we have to just fight it. I have absolutely no doubts that President Trump has won this election. And if you count all the legal votes, throw out the illegal votes, figure out the issues with the voting machines, it will be proven. But we have to show support for him for that to be proven. We have to make it known. People may get mad at you for revealing you still support the president and that you think he won. You may lose friends, but are they really your friends if they hate you for your opinions? And does it even matter if you lose friends? If your country turns into a Democrat socialist hellhole like Cuba and Venezuela? No, it does not. Fight for your freedoms.